Area 54. Elevator music. Elevator music from the future. 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 From the
No sad goodbyes. Finding me. Finding me. Area 54 with Tim and Mike. Chill show here on 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. Just played the Karminsky Experience. The song's called Shall We Dance off the Outdoor National Sound. Waldeck before that did Get Up Carmen off their album Ballroom Stories. And a cool track from Belarus. The song's called Northern Girls off their album Turntable Soul Music. Jose Gonzalez did Down the Line before that off of his album In Our Nature. And then we had Bukashade. What a cool song. Can't get enough of this album. Their new album is called The Sun and the Neon Light. Guy's kind of known for, you know, more house music, and they come out with this album, and it's got this kind of mellow, cool, ambient groove, a lot like Underworld, and but a little almost more melodic, but actually playing in the background. The song we played for you there was called Karma Car. Start off the whole set with Swayzak, pulled a track off of their album they came out with a little bit ago called Some Other Country, played No Sad Goodbyes.
I wanted to throw in the Swayzak song before Bukashade, because I keep saying to you that I think
that they sound
like a, yeah, they sound like a mix between Underworld and Swayzak.
I'll buy that. I like their style of vocals is kind of similar too.
Yeah,
isn't it?
maybe that's what it is. But I think
Underworld's more kind of spoken word almost.
Yeah, you can make up stuff as you go along with
just
that
mumbles,
song, mumbling,
and yeah.
I read somewhere that someone said that they really liked the lyrics in Underworld songs. Maybe the spoken word, or the mumbling, as we would call it.
Yeah, I've never really tried to figure
it's
it
DJ
out.
DJ Mumbles, you said, is the guy who does that, right?
No, that's another band. Not to be
named. You know, I would love to see Underworld live. I hear the shows are just amazing.
That's what I hear, too, yeah.
They draw huge crowds in Europe. I wonder when the last time was that they came to the States, and if they did. Oh, it was when they supported for their album. They played, what, four shows?
Yeah,
they
not even hit four, just three venues or something.
When New York, San Francisco, LA, and that was it, and they were gone?
That's it. They're gone, done, yeah.
Not very supportive here.
They don't like the States. They don't like Yanks, do they?
The problem is that they're all earning money in dollars. They hate it.
That's true. Yeah.
They're working for half price now when they bring that money back home.
That's a good point. Of course, I think back when they toured last, it wasn't quite that way, but it is now.
I'm sure it's like a lot of European bands are probably thinking about that. It's like, yeah, it's
yeah,
cheap vacation.
Yeah, let's go to that third world country.
I want them to pay me in euros. All right. Enough of that, because it's just getting to be depressing. The buying power of the dollar. I just don't think about it too much, huh?
No.
Except when we fill up for gas. All right, let's play some more music. Rob Simeon, song called Message in the Music. It actually features the vocals of Shanti Roots. It's a cool song. Tim and Mike, Area 54.